Hello there. Welcome to what is going to be a slightly shorter episode of Gareth Jones on Speed today. Yesterday, the day when I was scheduled to record the next episode with Zog, I got some extremely sad news. One of my closest mates and longest standing mates, Mike Peters, the lead singer of The Alarm, died after succumbing to blood cancer, something that he'd lived with for 30 years. So I'm sure you'll understand it was almost impossible for me to think about anything else other than my old mate. And so I thought, what could I do? What could I do? Because you guys need an episode. And I remembered that some 7 years ago now, I think it was, Mike Peters appeared on Gareth Jones on Speed. Mike was a great deal to him. His energy was not simply used up as a musician. He also started a charitable foundation called Love, Hope, Strength, who effectively saved the lives of 4,000 people by finding stem cell donors. They've raised, I think, £4 million, perhaps more, over the years he's been running the foundation. And a few years ago, I went up to North Wales, made an episode of On Speed on the way about my trip, because I was going to join Mike on one of his charity walks. And whilst Mike and I were walking up a hill in Eryri, what we used to call Snowdonia, I got my recorder out and I asked Mike a few questions about some of the interesting cars I know he owned at the time and had owned in his past. So, by way of a tribute to my mate Mike Peters, enjoy this conversation. Two mates in Wales talking about cars. I'm sure you can imagine how happy I was and how sad I am today. Mike Peters from The Alarm. He's got a charitable organisation called Love, Hope, Strength, which works with cancer foundations. And every year, I'm panting because I'm walking uphill, every year organises a charity walk, usually up Snowdon, but this year through Snowdonia. He stops and plays a couple of gigs on the way, and in the evening, there's a huge gig. This year, it's at Zipworld in Snowdonia. And apart from Mike playing and lots of other bands, the headline act is Slade. So as you know, I'm excited. And I wish you could see where we are now. It's just beautiful. I'm in the middle of a glorious glacial valley in Snowdonia in North Wales, a million miles away from that dreadful traffic that I was in yesterday. Brilliant sunshine with something like 500 people, and my old mate Mike Peters.
Hello, Gareth.
How are you, man?
How are you going with the walk? All good?
Glorious. I mean, I like walking Snowdon with you, don't get me wrong.
This
is just easy, isn't it?
It's still as spectacular, and I think what I'm liking about it today, it keeps our group together, because on the mountainside there's all kinds of people up there, isn't there?
Yeah, this is a special
got a special atmosphere. Yeah, it is great.
Yeah, we were kind of queuing to walk up at Widvale last year, weren't
right,
we?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
How many have we got here today? What, 500?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think we're just over 500 hikers, and then we're going to have over 1,000, 1,500 people at the gig tonight for Slade, which we can't wait for.
You and me both. Yeah,
got our boots on ready to go.
I have a very special pair of boots for tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Well, listen, we've been mates 40 years, 39 years,
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that. And,
we have to deny that now because it gives our age away. How long did only met him last year. I'm so done.
But I thought I should get you on Gareth Jones on Speed. You've been on pretty much every other programme
I've ever done. It's an honour to be on Gareth Jones on Speed.
Oh, stop it, mate. I want to talk to you about the cars you've driven. You got 5 minutes while we're walking?
Of course we have, yeah, absolutely.
The first car I remember you driving was your Simca 1000.
There was a Simca 1000.
Was that your mum's car?
No, to be honest.
It's yours.
We bought it, me and my brother bought it second hand through the journal, you know,
real journal.
Classified. where it came from. I don't think I've ever seen another one since.
They're very rare. We should have kept that. It'd be worth something now.
The interior was almost like a London taxi. And it was great for putting bass amps in and guitars. Well,
how did we do that? We used to cram four or five of us in it and equipment.
Yeah. And it had that gear stick that went right down to the floor.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that,
yeah, 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 long stick.
It was really a weird car. Purple, I seem to remember it being as well.
It was crazy. Some maroon purple. Yeah.
Colour. I had a Ford Cortina before that. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't know.
My granddad left me a Mark II Ford Cortina because he got too old to drive, and he always said he'd give me the car when he hung up his gear stick and all that. And so he gave me this Ford Cortina, and it was a brilliant car. It had the bench seats in, and we used to drive it to Liverpool. I didn't have a driving licence. But I was in our L plates, and I had a mate, John Socks, who gets mentioned in the Spirit of 76.
I know Socks,
he could drive, but didn't like driving. So he'd sat in the passenger seat, and we'd go to Liverpool to Eric's with all the punks. And we'd come on with like 11 people, with three in the boot, five on the back seat, you know, all just crammed into this mad Ford Cortina, which I loved.
You passed your test in real, what year, 78 or something?
77 I passed my test, yeah.
And after the Simca, we moved to London, what, in 1881?
We had the Mini Moke.
Oh, God. It was a Scamp. It wasn't actually a Moke. It was a Mini Scamp, which was a sort of a knock-off version. What was the name of the chap who used to own the place where we used to rehearse, who owned that car?
It was in Battersea, T-shirt factory.
And I used to drive...
I think it was begin with V, but I can't remember.
But I used to drive that car around Battersea, and I didn't have a licence.
Yeah, right, okay. Well,
don't say that.
Well, we referred to them as Mini Mokes because we obviously grew up on the prisoner generation the TV show. And we saw the Mini Mokes, and I didn't realise it was called a Scamp. It was white, but it used to get so many looks when we were bombing it around the King's Road over Battersea Bridge.
No roof, no doors.
No. Good for getting gear in as well.
Which is the first prerequisite of any vehicle.
Any car for a musician. Can you get the guitars and the amps in the back?
So in our early rock and roll years, when we lived in London, you didn't own a car, but we had... vans. We used to rent vans. Transits.
It was all your basic Ford Transit sort of stuff. Before that was the Comma vans. With what bands used to drive around in. You know, there's all the famous stories of the Beatles having a Comma van, and they had one bench seat in the back, and they used to lie like a sandwich in the back to keep warm, and whoever got the bottom, they drew the short straw, and it was probably Ringo.
Well, I remember when we had the Transit, we used to have a set of airline seats in the back of the van
VC10. Yeah.
They were more
them off a guy called Mogger in Real. There was a band from Real called The Resistance.
Yes.
Their claim to fame was play the US Army camps in Germany on the touring circuit. And they had the aircraft seats, but they became famous because they got in the news of the world that their gig was so hot they played in the nude, and there was a photograph with their guitars hiding their privates. And that was their only claim to fame. And they were a bit of a show band around North Wales area. And they really taught us the ropes of how to tour, and so they said, "We got to get one of these transit vans with nothing in it, but you can get these airline seats." And we bought a set of three.
They weren't nailed down or anything. No. They would have been illegal these days. Just sitting there.
You just had to prop the amps up behind them, you know, and then hope for the best.
Yeah.
And if there was too many of you, someone had to get sort of wedged in on the back, you know, on the top of an amp.
I always remember wherever we went in the world, even if it was the first time we'd been there, you seemed to know where we were going. You have this unbelievable sense of direction.
I don't know where that came from. This is an intuitive thing. I'm sure lots of people have got it, but I don't know. Maybe
you know the way
betting on the left or the right turns.
You know the way pigeons have a bit of gravel in their throat, and it's sensitive to magnetic fields, and that helps them find direction.
I've got a gravelly throat.
There you go. You got there before me.
Noddy's got one as well.
You've just got a new car. I saw you've got a very interesting Ford now.
A Ford Mustang, it's fantastic. Yeah, I've always liked American cars.
I know.
Climbing in the mountains. I got to know Billy Duffy from The Cult really well, and we used to come climbing, and he came to visit me, and he had a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
It was a Mark II, you know, with a sort of softer shape than the classic.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I'd really like to get one of them. And I fell in love. I got myself a Jeep, and I've stuck with that Mark for a long time, and I've had Commanders, I've got the Jeep Grand Cherokee, I've stuck with a Wrangler. I've got a white Wrangler as well. And last summer we were in America, and it was my wife's 50th birthday, and me and my boys, we cooked up a special surprise, and we bought her a cheap pair of roller skates to go roller skating. And we said to her, come on down the Santa Monica border, happy birthday, here's your roller skates. She was thinking, well, it's a bit duff for me 50th, you know, some roller skates. I said, oh yeah, we've just got to go for a meeting with our American management down Santa Monica. We can't have a meeting today. Yeah, well, it's very important we have a meeting. And she was kind of getting grumpy with me. And we walked along and I rented a car through Turo, this new way of renting cars. It's like Airbnb for cars. And I'd rented a Ford Mustang, and it was a white one, black stripes, convertible. And as Jules turned the corner, I had the car ready to go and took her on a surprise up to Malibu Beach and everything. We had a fantastic day out and we just fell in love with the Mustang there and then. So I thought, I've got to get one. And now we have one.
It can happen where you rent a car or see a car abroad and that's the car that you desire. You've still got the, it's not a Commander, what's the other one you've got? The big Jeep?
I've got the Jeep Commander, yeah. The silver Jeep Commander, which you've seen today, but I've also got a white Jeep Wrangler that was slightly customised. It's from Khan from Leeds.
It's a Project Khan.
Project Khan, yeah, absolutely. So
cool. It's a cool car.
I love that car to bits.
We've got to let the support vehicle go by, I think, haven't we? No, he's got to stay behind. Okay, right, fair enough.
Well, we're on a car show, so why not?
Exactly.
Let's have the motor running.
See, your Commander is essentially because you can get practically an entire back line in the boot of that car.
Yeah. And we bought it when we had kids as well. We've got two boys. It's a 7-seater, and we thought we'd get the in-laws in it and everything, and we can get the back line. It's just run and run. We've had it as long as we've had kids, so it's been part of the family. And I haven't found anything to replace it for me personally, because I think the Commanders weren't that popular in the UK.
Yeah.
I think they were too big, because it's never really been replaced in the line. To me, it's never dated. It still looks like a modern
car. It's
the
car. Current version.
Yeah,
the most recent version.
That's it, exactly.
And you've got a bit of a penchant for open top cars as well. I can think of two other cars you've owned over the years without roofs. You had an MX-5.
You did. You're absolutely correct.
And you had a Suzuki SJ310.
Oh, yeah, I had the Suzuki Jeep. That was before I fell in love with the American Jeeps.
Yeah.
And I had a yellow SJ410, was
410,
it?
410, I can't remember. 410. Why did you buy that?
To be honest, I came home from a tour and I wanted a car. And I saw a guy that I used to work with at Quick Save Discount was selling it. And I thought, wow, that looks amazing. I don't know, I've always liked something different in a car.
Yeah.
Never been one for the mass-produced cars, in a way.
Yeah.
And I've always just liked to have something a little bit different. And the Jeep really stood out to me. And it wasn't expensive. I thought, wow. But I wasn't bothered about speed or hammering down the motor. I just wanted something to look good. And I met my wife by having an SJ410. When I met my wife, Jules, the first date I took her out in a Suzuki SJ410, which she thought was dead cool, and jumped her in. I remember driving through Meldon, actually. And I had a cassette in the car. It was a cassette
now. Modern
technology. And I was playing The Clash. And Jules looked over at me and goes, she said, it's a bit of a pose, isn't it? Playing your own band while you're taking a girl on a date. I said, that's not The Alarm, that's The Clash. And I thought, this is the girl for me.
There's a great truth in that.
It is, absolutely.
So given an unlimited budget, I know you're happy with the Mustang. Do you have a dream car?
I do,
ever?
Actually, yeah. I'm a bit of a James Bond fan,
of
as you
course,
will know.
Yes.
On Ibiza trips buses and watching films. And so I've always loved an Aston Martin.
Right.
One day I will have an Aston Martin.
All right, we'll have to get you down. You know, Aston Martin have just set up a manufacturing facility in Wales, in St Athan, in South Wales.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And you know, underneath the bonnet of Aston Martins, there's a British flag, and it says, hand-built in England by Aston Martin.
Ooh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Under those cars, they'll have a Welsh flag that says, hand-built in Wales by Aston Martin.
So they should.
I'll get you an introduction to them.
That's amazing. I love the classic James Bond. DB5, wow. Yep. I mean, they're iconic. I've heard they're making them again.
What are they called? Heritage runs, where they basically buy up old chassis and use that chassis number but rebuild the car from scratch.
Okay,
and they're unbelievable amounts of
money. That's why it's still my dream car.
Mike, mate, what a pleasure to walk through our country with you.
Fantastic to walk through the history of my cars. I wasn't expecting to do that today.
Well, good.
So
surprises.
Some great memories.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
I loved that Simca because you drove the pants off that car.
I don't even know what happened to it in the end. I think it might have just given it away to my brother. It never let me down.
No,
it
never let us
car.
Down. We covered tens of thousands of miles in that
we
car,
did.
Probably.
We certainly did. It was a great vehicle. We've never seen one since, I don't think.
They're really rare now. You see them in France, but not in the UK.
Right. Is it a French car, is it?
Yeah, Simca. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Right.
I thought it was some Russian kind of thing.
It could be, couldn't it?
We were in Berlin playing a show this weekend. We saw the Trabants, you know, from East.
They're still
going.
They
look great as well,
don't they?
I'm sure there's a sort of lineage to the Simca from the Trabant.
Minimum automobile, but the Simca was made out of steel, the Trabant was made out of cardboard. It really was.
Great. So listen, I'll let you car than you too.
I'll let you catch up with the rest of the 500. Mike,
brilliant.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I'll see you this evening for the show.
Thank you.
There you go, rock stars and their cars, a new semi-regular feature on Gareth Jones on Speed. Yeah, there you go. That's just about it. Like I said, a shorter than usual episode of On Speed today, and I'm sure you understand why. But how wonderful it was to hear my old mate's voice again. And, I'm spending a lot of time thinking about an extraordinary man who is, I'm proud to say, my great friend. And I'm sure you know that if it wasn't for Mike, I would never have left North Wales. And I worked for them as a roadie. We moved down to London together in 1981. We shared a bedroom, not alone a flat, a bedroom for 2 years together, then went round the world together. And that led to my career in television, which led to me becoming a podcaster. So I guess there would be no Gareth Jones on Speed without Mike Peters. He was an inspiration. And one of the inspiring things about Mike was he was always on to the next thing. He had a plan for tomorrow, a plan for next week, a plan for next year, a plan for 5 years. So I think Mike would have approved of me pressing on with my next set of plans, which, as you know, are to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Gareth Jones on Speed. Now, that happens in Llandudno at the Motorsport Lounge on Saturday, July the 19th. We're going to record an episode of the show with you guys involved on the programme. There'll be a set from the Pit Stop Boys as the support band, and the headline act at the end of the night will be the On Speed Band. We're going to play a massive set of On Speed songs. It's going to be an amazing party, and it'll be a great opportunity to thank you guys for your support over the 20 years of this podcast. To buy tickets, go to my website, garethjones.tv. You'll see a link for the Eventbrite ticket page on the page for this episode of Gareth Jones on Speed. It's not a big venue, so it's going to sell out quick. So I urge you not only to buy a ticket for the show, but to reserve your Airbnb or hotel in beautiful Llandudno. And then maybe on Sunday morning, if we're not too hungover, we'll all go for a nice drive together. Pretty much exactly in the place where I had that conversation with Mike Peters on the show. Right, that's it. Thank you. I'll be back next week with a very full episode of Gareth Jones on Speed. See you soon.
If you enjoyed this show, then please like, share, and subscribe. For information on how to contact the show, see pictures, read song lyrics, follow us on social media, or to sponsor this podcast, go to garethjones.tv. Gareth Jones on Speed is made in Wales by Whizbang.